going to be a brand new topic tonight. Just we'll briefly review that we spoke in the past couple of months of four types of Vedas that we're allowed to keep. Three of them, even if they have a siman, those are an Aveda that was there a long time, where even though it has a siman, we say the owner certainly gave a up on it. The second was a Zuto Shal Yav, something that was swept off on the sea. The third case, where even if it has a siman, is if it's a place where it's mostly Akum, where we can assume it fell from an Akum, and even if it fell from Yisrael, he probably gives up hope of recovering it because he assumes an Akum will take it. And then the fourth was, if there is no siman, also we're allowed to keep such an Aveda. Tonight we're going to talk about a brand new case, and that is what happens if you find something in the garbage, in someone's garbage can, or in a public garbage can, and you think that's going to be useful for you. And people throw away things all the time that might be useful. Broken paper cutter, broken computer. Are you allowed to take it out of that person's garbage can and use it? Or out of the public garbage can and use it? Okay, so we're talking about the sugya of Aveda Midas. And Aveda Midas is it's not clear exactly where the sugya comes from. I will see that it's a machlokes v'shonim. So first, let's just learn a few gemaras to see where the words Aveda Midas are used. And we'll try to understand. Okay, well, we need a replacement over here. You only one side also?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
That's a weird thing. It's a short chair, yeah.
Well, this way you have to write more notes. Yeah. Okay, the first sugya is in the beginning of Eila Metzius. Right, the famous machlokas we spoke about, Abaye and Rava, whether Yiyush Lamidas is Yiyush or not. Whether that is called Yiyush. If someone dropped something and didn't realize they dropped it yet, are you allowed to keep it? So we, of course, passing, like we mentioned, like Abaya, it's one of the places, six places we passing like Abaya, that you can't keep something that the owner doesn't realize he lost yet. And Rava says, you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara initially wanted to bring, this is his first proof, Tashema, let's prove Rava is correct. Because the Mishnah said, Peyus Mefuzarin, you find scattered fruits, scattered produce, you're allowed to keep it. So effectively, Gemara lo yadin enafameinei, but he doesn't know that he lost it. So why should he be able to keep it? So that seems to be a proof to Rava that since it's something that has no siman, and when he finds out that he lost it, he'll realize that he has no hope of recovering it, and he'll be miyayesh. So now also, you're allowed to keep it, even though he doesn't know he lost it yet. So the Gemara says, that's no raya ha'amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, ha'cha b'mach nashna de bizri askinan. We're talking about produce that was scattered in a threshing floor. Aveda Midas, it's just an intentional loss. He knows that he left it there, and he just is too lazy to get back, because we're talking, like the Gemara first says, that it's spread out. It's the Gemara talks about what quantity of fruits are spread in what quantity of space, and it's talking where it's not worthwhile for him to go back and get it. So it's talking where when you go to that threshing floor, you can assume that he already knows that he left it there, and he is keeping it there on purpose. He doesn't want to recover it. So that's halacha, that you're allowed to keep an aveda midas. That's the first gemara. There's another gemara, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara brings had quoted a brisa, and then it brings the one part of that brisa to show us dira. The brisa said, Chavir shal yayin, if someone had kegs of wine, vishal shemen or oil, vishal tzvuah or barrel of grain, vishal grogers or dried figs, vishal zesim or olives, harei l'shalah, you could keep them because there's no siman on them. That's what the brisa said. So Gemara asked a kasha from a mishnah v'atanah, but we learned in a mishnah on Chav Hey, kade yayin, if you have kadim of yayin, v'chari shemen and jugs of oil, chayi v'harchus, you have to announce it. So it's a steer between the mishnah and the brisa. And for the Gemara, Ma'arav Zera said in the name of Rav, Masisim b'roshin. The Mishnah is talking where the containers were sealed. So since there's a seal on them, that could be the fact that it was sealed once and then resealed, that makes it into a siman. And the Brice is talking where there is no seal on it. So effectively, Gemara, Mechasa, that means the Brice means that there's no seal, it's open, you have an open barrel of wine and of oil, and in that case you're saying you're allowed to keep it. So Ibn Vasuach, Aveda Midasi. It's an Aveda that was left there, something was left there intentionally. And it should, of course he should be able to keep it, because he left it exposed that any bugs could get into an open barrel of wine and oil. So what's the chiddush? Amar al-Hoshi, she said, the matzah, if the price is talking where there was just a cover on it, but there was no seal. So it's enough that the bugs can't get in, but it's not enough that there should be a simon. So that's why, in that case, you don't have to be machris, because there's no simon, you're allowed to keep it. And the Mishnah is talking where there is a simon. So here's a second Gemara, where we see an Aveda Midas. The Gemara asks, so of course you should be able to keep it, it's an Aveda Midas. The third Gemara gets closer to the case we're talking about. The Mishnah said, Matzah Kli V'Ashma. The Mishnah Chafei Omebei says, if you found a keli in a garbage heap, imuchusa, if it's covered up, lo yigal, you shouldn't touch it, because in those days they kept garbage out there, landfills, and people would hide things there, would store things there, and therefore you shouldn't take it, because obviously this person put it there to store there, you have no right to take it. As it's not an Aveda, meaning it's not an Aveda because the owner purposefully put it there and he's going to take it out when he needs it. But Ima Gulup, it's out in the open, so then it's an Aveda. No, to Lamarcus, you have to take it and announce it. So, Frek the Gemara, Reminu, it says, Masa Kli Toman Ba'ashma. The Brisa said, if you found a Kaili that was hidden in a garbage can, no, to Lamarcus, you have to take it and announce it. Because we have to be afraid that it's going to be cleared away. So it's a steer to our Mishnah that said that if it's covered, you shouldn't touch it. So the Gemara gives a few answers, but the Gemara finally says, Rav Papa says, there's no kasha, kan ba'ashma, so you lefanus. The Brisa is talking where it's going to be clear, like the Brisa says. And kan ba'ashma, shen ha'so lefanus, and the Mishnah is talking with a garbage pile that's not going to be cleared, and that's why you consider it not to be lost. So in the Mishnah, you just leave it there because he left it there on purpose, so you shouldn't take it away. And the Brice is talking where the garbage heap is going to be removed. So what's in there is called an Aveda. So the Mele, you have to take it and announce it. In fact, the Gemara, if it's an Ashma Masui Lafanis, if someone puts something in the garbage heap that's cleared, which will be like, presumably like our garbage containers, you know, if you go to a dumpster, it's an Aveda Midasi. Why do you have to be no to Lamachris? Why do you have to announce it? It's an Aveda Midasi. It's something he put there on purpose. Why should you bother announcing it? So why it says a different teretz. But these are three Gemaras where we have a halacha called Aveda Midas, that if someone puts something there on purpose, there's no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. But if it's an Aveda Midasi, he put it there on purpose, what is it? If you put it there on purpose, there's no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. Just to know, on the second side of the handout, there's a big machlokas with Shonim, exactly what the din of Aveda Midas is. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. This is the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hishlich kiso, this is in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Al Sif Dalit. Hishlich kiso b'shus harabim, if someone threw his wallet into b'shus harabim, meaning it even has a simon on it, he walked away. This person purposely, intentionally lost his money. And what's the halacha? Even though the person who saw this incident, he sees this person throwing his wallet into the street, even though you're not allowed to take it for yourself, you don't have to return it to the owner. Because the pasuk says, "Asher tovat," you're mechuyev to return something that a person loses. Prat lema'avi ledaito, asher tovat, which is lost, to exclude someone who lost it with it on intent, intentionally. Right. Now, this is the chiddush of the first of all. This drasha isn't anywhere in Shas. Asher tovat prat lema'avi ledaito. The Bach says that it must be the Ram had some Tosefta Yerushalmi. But it's not anywhere in Shas, so we'll assume the Rambam had such a drasha. So, but this is a chiddush. The Rambam says that even though you would think, well, he abandoned it intentionally, so now you could keep it, No, that just means that he's not careful with his property. We'll see soon. He's just not careful with his property, but it doesn't give you a right to take it. He didn't give it to you. You don't have to return it, because that's the drasha we have. The drasha says you only have to return something that a person loses, that's a loss, but something that he intentionally abandons, so that you're not mechuyev to return, but you can't keep it. Now the Tur disagrees with the Rambam. Right, the Tur quotes the Rambam, and then he disagrees. If the person abandoned this item, it's not just that there's no chiyuv to return it, it's hefker. He gave up rights to it. He put it out in the street. He threw his wallet into the street. So that's a din in hefker. So the Ramah goes with the Tur. The Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rambam. The Ramah then says, Yeshamrim, Daven Midas Havi Hefker. Daven Midas is Hefker, V'chol HaKodem Zochu. Whoever gets there first is allowed to keep it. So it's a machlok of Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, based on the Rambam and the Tur, whether you, and Daven Midas just means you don't have to return it, or whether you are allowed to keep it. The Beis Yosef explains the Rambam's reasoning and why he passes again the Shulchan Aruch. He says, just because this guy doesn't care about taking care of his property, lo namash apira, that doesn't mean that he gave up his rights to it. He's careless. Right? He's careless with his property, and just because he's careless doesn't mean he gave up rights to it.
Carelessness and abandonment, not the same thing.
Right. So this is careless. You throw it into the street. Right. So he's saying, the Rambam is saying, that just says you're careless.
Careless is when you're going through your wallet and you leave it on the bench at the bus stop.
So that's an aveda. Right, that's an aveda.
Because
you forgot something there, you didn't do it on purpose. Here he did it on purpose, but it was a not smart thing to do. You shouldn't leave your property in the Rishus Rambam. Now why did he throw it out there? Because he wanted to show off, he was angry, whatever. He threw it out there.
So how would one make something after that?
Now the Bach wants to say that that could be the Rambam's Lashitasa, because the Shulchan Aruch going with the Rambam holds that to make something hefker you can only make something hefker in front of three people. So here you just throw it in the street, it's not hefker. And the Vilna Gaon also says that that's the Rambam's Lashitasa, and the Ramah holds that you could make something hefker on your own. But without getting onto that, there's a difference between saying, like we do on Pesach, or Mavatah, to make it hefker, we want to make this thing hefker, and just as someone's careless with it. Another case that Rambam talks about is if someone put his animal into an open pen. He didn't close the door. You saw him, but you had to see him do it. If you just see a pen open, so then you don't, that's an aveda, because it could be that somehow it got open not by the owner. But if you see that there's an open pen, and the owner puts his animal in there and then walks away, so he's careless. But it doesn't mean that he's been mafkirin. Like if he leaves his car unlocked in a dangerous neighborhood where he most probably won't find it when he gets back, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to keep it. Right? So that's this machlokus between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shach, we'll see, he brings two rayas that the Tur and the Ramah should be correct, and the Taz disagrees, but I think most Ashkenazim, this is the way the modern Svarim say, the Ashkenazi Poskim say, the Ashkenazim Poskim like the Ramah, and Svarim would go with the Shulchan Aruch. Right, Shulchan Aruch Rav says this Svara. We read the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, Imi Efshar Dutlos B'tshicha, if you can't assume that this object that you found was forgotten there. Elami das hiniklu b'aylof kan. You know that the owners put it there on purpose. Either you saw them, or somehow you can tell that they put it in their own purpose. V'olchlam, and they went away. Apa bishlo hiniklu elulif b'yishah, even though they are planning on coming back. They were just reckless, maybe. V'miyad yoshuv lokachta, they're going to come back right away to take it. Harehu shal motzo, you're allowed to keep it. Afila yeshbo simin, even there's a simin on it. Shakivin shabal of hinichu midas, because since the owners kept it there knowingly, afila lepisha, even momentarily, the malkashayim mishtamer klal, in a place where there's no shmira at all on it, v'holchlam, and they walked away. Nevada yeshbo taitam, they certainly have intention. Shim yavo achri yilen, that someone comes and takes it, takes it. They live dangerously. They're leaving it here now. And if it comes, if when they come back, it's there, they'll take it. But if not, let that person take it.
They actually took it and they went away?
No, they left it there,
and
they went away.
Okay.
Right, so, it's like hefker. This is the Veda that we have a chiyuv to return.
So it's not the same as the
Ramah
sign?
Or is
right,
so he's
difference?
Going with the Ramah. See, the difference is, and this they ask, what do you need to see the Rambam? The Rambam, I could hear, needs to say this pasuk, Asher Tovad V'lohim Alavei Medayit, because the Rambam is saying a Chiddush. The Rambam says it's not Hefker. The owner didn't mean to be Makir, like the Beis Yosef says, just because he's reckless doesn't mean he's giving up his property. He's just reckless. So if a Chiddush is, the pasuk says Asher Tovad, and Prat L'Mavei Medayit, you're not Mechuyah to return it to him. But of course, he can't take it. It's not Hefker, right? That's the way the Rambam understands it. The way the Torah understands it, L'chari, you shouldn't need a pasuk. The Torah is saying, let's look into the psychology of this person. And that is, if someone leaves something out in the street, the way the Shulchan Aruch started explaining it, that means that he means to abandon it, and he'll take his chances. If someone wants to take it, I don't mind. And if I come back and find it, that's also good. So then why does he need to bring the pasuk at the end? Well, it should really just be a machlokus. How do we look at a person who leaves his property out in the street? That the Rambam says he's just reckless, and because he's reckless, there's a gzeirus kasa that you don't have to return an aveda to someone who is reckless with his property. Because the svar would be, if you return it to him, so he'll just leave it out in the street again. What will you accomplish? And the Rambam says, if someone leaves something out in the street, misvara, we should assume that he left it in hefker. If we know he left it there on purpose, it's not that he forgot it. He was sitting there and he got up and it was there. If we know that he threw it out in the street and he left it there, we should assume that he was making it hefker, and therefore anyone coming along and finding it there should be able to keep it. Right? So it's a little shver why the Shulchan Aruch Rav at the end has to say the pasuk. Just to give another illustration of this halacha, the Divrei Gaon brings from the Shilas and Shuva Sefer Yehoshua. He says there was a maisa, this is a real maisa that happened, that someone was selling honey in his store, and he left out the kegs of honey in front of the store, and there was a hole in the honey barrel, and it was just oozing out onto the ground. And the animals they had deer walking by, and they would eating up the honey. So some other person came up walking down the street, and he sees the honey oozing out on the ground, so he picked up the honey with the dirt, and he took it home, and he got the dirt out of the honey, and he used it. Now, either case is worse, because of that, really the honey was congealed at the hole, and by him taking that honey, it pulled the rest of the honey out, and the owner lost more honey, he took him to a dentora, and the Divrei Gaonim quotes the Sefer Yeshua saying that this will be the same machlokus. This is not enemy das, right? The barrel's in front of his store. He sees the honey going out on the street. So the Rambam will say, he didn't make it hefker. He's reckless with his property, and it's his over there. It's in his store. And this person that took it had no right to take it. He didn't have to return it, or maybe he should tell them, but he doesn't even have to tell them because he sees it's like that. And therefore, by taking it, he did wrong. And according to the Ramah, it's by you deciding not to pick it up, you let it just run out on the ground, you're making it hefker, and anyone that wants to come can take it. In the next section here, I have from some contemporary postmen who talk about different things that happen nowadays, where they say this does not apply. And one of them is that, you know, if the minig is the contractors unload their bricks and leave them there on the street, so that's not an aveda midas. Because anything that's the derech to keep in the street, even though there's no shmir at all in it, but that's the way people do things. They leave things on the street, so that's not called an aveda midas. And they say the same thing would be if someone has a menorah out on the street, right, on their shusharab, right? So that doesn't mean that's an aveda midas, whoever, even though there's no shmir on it at all. But you know, people assume that this is a safe enough neighborhood, and people are normal, and they don't take things, those types of things. So then, that's not an aveda midas. It says the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. Every morning, if you walk out in front of the makolot, they deliver all the milk and the different things in front of the makolot out on the street. So that doesn't mean that it's an aveda midas. The owner didn't care; he just leaves it out there. That's not an aveda midas because that's the derech of people to do things. And there's no, we have no reason to say that he was machmir, certainly. And even according to the Rambam, it's not asher tova that he was ma'aved ledaito, because this is the derech of, this is the way society does things. So that's not called aveda midas. And they go so far to say, even if you see it's a person, you would think he is careless. Suppose there's an apartment building and he keeps his stroller out in the hall. He doesn't bring it into the house. Well, he keeps it in the hall where there's hundreds of bigger building, 100 people can come in, and anyone goes in and out and he just leaves it there. So it's an aveda midas. So I'll be able to keep it according to the Ramah. So of course not, because there is some shmira involved there. And the fact that he didn't bring it into his house, that was his decision. But it's also not beyond the realm of normal to leave it there. One last case. He said, if you go to a chasana, to a hall, and they have a coat check, and you decide you don't want to bother taking it to the coat check, and you leave it on the sofa, you leave it on a hanger, so that doesn't mean that someone could come along and just take it, because the aveda midas, you left it out there where anyone could take it. That's, you chose to not give it a full shmir. If you threw it out in the street, so that's an aveda midas, but leaving it out on the over a banister, that's not an aveda midas. And I would think it would go so far that if you happen to be the last one at the chasana and you see that someone left it there, you will probably have a chiyuv hashavas aveda. Right? These first cases, there's no hashavas aveda. You know the person leaves his contracting materials and the food from the makolet and the stroller, they left it their own purpose. You don't have to go say, calling, by the way, your bricks are outside on the street. You know, you don't have to go bother finding out who the contractor is, because that's normal. That's what he knows it's there. If it's a coat, it could be that you would, if you're the last one, you should return it. Now, if you're not the last one, I don't think you should take it, because you're just going to cause this person problems. He knows he left it over there, and he's planning on taking it when he leaves. So you have no right to take it and be such a good person and say, Hashavas Aveda, you found someone's coat. Right, so we're not talking about those types of cases. We're talking about cases where it's clearly, he was thrown out in the street where it's really an aveda midas. Now the Shach asks two questions, he asks a few questions, but he asks one main question, and this many, many poskim and the Farshim ask this kasha on the Rambam from the first Gemara that we learned. The first Gemara had said that by Peirus Mefuzarim, if the fruits were scattered, so the Gemara asked, that should be a raya to Rava, that Yush Shalomi Das is Yush. The Gemara said, no, here it's talking where it's a threshing floor, and he knows that he left them there. So since an Aveda Midas, that's why you're allowed to keep them. Right? The Mishnah said, Peirus Mufuzar Hare Eilu Shalom. And the Gemara explains, because it's an Aveda Midas. So they all ask on the Rambam, how can the Rambam hold that an aveda midas just means that you're not mechuyev to return it to the owner because of this gzeiras akasav asher tovim in a prat lima abed midaito? Here it's clear, the Gemara is clearly saying harei yilo shalom. The same thing in the next case, he doesn't ask from there, but this, in the case of the barrels of wine that are left open out into in the Rishus HaRabim where bugs could get into it, so there also The Gemara says aveda midasi, it's something that's an intentional loss, and it says harei yilo shalom. But we'll focus on the first kasha. That's the one that they go on. Right, do you hear a difference? Do you hear an answer?
He didn't know.
He did know. We're saying, he said he left it there just because since it was so scattered. Right, it's talking where there is one kava peiros and four amos, so he doesn't want to bother getting it, it's not worth his while, so he leaves him there. So there's a few answers. The Tzos says a chiddush, just to keep track of the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying, why it's harei yilo shalom? The case over there was where the person, this is where he understands it, where the person already took these fruits. And once he took the fruits, he's allowed to keep it. Right? The Gemara, how's he allowed to keep it? It should be you, Shalom Idaz. And the halach, meaning the halach is, if something went into your possession with Be'isser, when it comes into your possession, Be'isser, you're not allowed to keep it, even though the owner later on gives up hope. Right? That's you, Shalom Idaz. So on that, the Gemara answers, over here, you don't have to worry, because it's an Aveda Midas, that even according to the Rambam, Why is it normally that if something came into your hands before Yiyush, you're not allowed to keep it? That's because it's B'Yisurim. It was came to your hands B'Yisur. But over here, since it's an Aveda Midas, even though you're not allowed to keep it, but since it's Nochiyuv HaShavon, and you were allowed to leave it out over there, so the fact that there's no Chiyuv HaShava, that's enough, so says, to say that even the Rambam, who holds that you're not allowed to keep it, but if you wrongly did take it, and then you waited long enough for the person to give up hope, to be Miyayesh, so then, at that point, you're allowed to keep it. Right? That's the Chiddush, so says that even the Rambam, who says you can't keep an Aveda Midas, from this Gemara, he derives that if you made that mistake, once again, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to take it. But if you made a mistake and you did take it, if you wait it out, you wait a few weeks, or whatever it takes, a few hours, a few months, depending on the item, for the person to realize that he had this loss, and since if it has no simon, he'll be miyayesh. So at that point, you're allowed to keep it and use it for your own purposes. That's the way the Ketos answers. The Machne Ephraim also, in one answer, gives that answer. And then he says another answer. And here we start getting into degrees of what the person is doing. The Machne Ephraim says that the Rambam will agree. The Rambam is just saying, in his case, where a person threw something into the Rosh Hashanah, he's reckless, he's testing his luck, whatever reason he's doing it, he's a gambler, but he's not giving up his property. But in the case of someone's in a threshing floor, and he threshed his fruits, and then he goes home, and you find that there's fruit scattered around the threshing floor, there it's for sure that he's mafkirin. It's an umdana that the person's mafkirin, and even the Rambam will agree that the person will be mafkirin in such a case. Right, so the Machne Ephraim says there could be some cases where even the Rambam will agree that it's completely hefker. Shlomo Zalman, one of these new svarim, writes to make it sharper. He says, what's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? That's talking if someone throws his wallet into the Rishus HaRabim, because there the Ramah says he made it hefker, you're allowed to keep it. The Rambam says it's not so sure. Maybe he's just trying to gamble and he didn't really give up hope. He's just being reckless. But he says, for example, suppose someone's eating an orange and he's peeling the orange and he throws the orange on the street. It's a litter bug. He throws it out on the street. And you want to collect the orange peels for because you like them. You use them. So in that case, even the Rambam will agree that he meant to make it hefker, because even though you might hold the orange peels are useful, but when he's eating his orange and throwing them away, he obviously does not hold they're useful. So in that case, the Rambam would agree that it's really hefker. So the same thing he says, since people, when they use a threshing floor and things get scattered around, they leave things there. So the halacha is that even the Rambam would agree that it's hefker. Right, so that's another important yisod. They're saying that in the Rambam. They don't think that just because we said the word aveda midas, according to the Rambam, that means that you can never keep it. The Rambam himself will agree that sometimes you could keep it. And that gets us back to our case of the garbage cans. Right, so let's talk about we'll talk about garbage cans in general, and then we'll get to a case like that. That'll be a typical thing. If it's an aveda midas, so then it's like an orange peel. To you, it's garbage, but to him, it's valuable. So he'll be able to keep it. But let's first see when it's going to be called an aveda midas, a real hefker. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins matzah ba'ashpa kli mechus areza liyigabo. If you find something covered up in the garbage heap, you're not allowed to touch it. That's based on that mishnah that we saw. And the Ramah says, ba'me devar mamurim ba'ashpa shein osir lefanis klav. That's in a garbage heap that's just going to stay there. You know, there's an old heap landfill that they keep there. So if people store things in there, so it shouldn't take something out. That's because it's not an aveda at all. It's something that it's his property. He's just storing it there. But if it's made to everyone knows that this is going to be cleared away, this garbage heap is going to be cleared away, if someone hides something there, it's an aveda midas, and you're allowed to keep it. So the Shach says, you see from this And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't disagree here. You see, he asks, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say that in that, in truth, it's not such a strong cross, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it differently, but the Shulchan Aruch should have said here also that in Ashba, and you find something in a garbage can, it's, even though it's an Aveda Midas, but according to the Rambam, you shouldn't be able to keep it. You should just mean that you're not allowed, you don't have to return it, but you don't have to keep it. This is the Sma, in fact, says that the Shulchan Aruch's omission is l'shitaso, because the Shulchan Aruch holds that even if it's a garbage can that's going to be cleared away and it's an Aveda Midas, still you're not allowed to touch it, because it's the Rambam's l'shitaso holds an Aveda Midas is just means that you don't have a chiyuv to return it, but you're not allowed to keep it. And he holds the Ramah's l'shitaso. The Ramah goes with the tour and says that just like by throwing the money into the street, we assume it's hefker and you're allowed to keep it. So the same thing is with this garbage that's going to be cleared away. Someone puts something in the garbage, it's going to be cleared away, so you can assume it's hefker and you're allowed to keep it. The Shach, though, over there in Reish Samach, says that he writes that it could be the, even the Rambam would agree in this case that it's completely hefker. And the Svara is, we can hear it with this Machan Ephraim, and what the Rosh Laman Zalman said, is that the Rambam only says something is considered yours, but you're just reckless. If it's, we have no real reason to say it's hefker. He threw it in the street, and there could be some reason he's doing it, or he just likes living dangerously. If someone takes it, he won't mind, but it's still his property, right? That's what we're saying. It's still his property, according to the Rambam. You have no right to take something that still belongs to the owner, even though he was reckless with it. But if someone throws something in a garbage heap that's going to be cleared away, and you know, the contemporary example I think would be, you know, a dumpster in a shopping center, a public garbage receptacle that's going to be cleared away, and he throws something in there. So there, according to the Shach, even the Rambam will agree that that's called hefker. He's abandoning it. He put it in that place. Right, so let's talk about a private home. But when you take your garbage and you put it out in your garbage can, so at that point, I don't think that's an Aveda Midas yet, because you know, you might consider it your property, it's only your property, and no one's allowed to really trespass and look into your garbage cans that are near your house. And it could be you'll change your mind later, and you know, it doesn't have to be in a bag. It's talking, you put out a broken computer near your garbage. So I don't think at that point, even according to the Ramah, you would have a right to take it. That's not an Aveda Midas. It's not in the Rosh Hashanah. That's not like any of these models. Right? It's the garbage men are not going to come to your house and take it out. It's not Ashba that's going to be cleared out. It's not thrown out in the street. So I don't think anyone can take something that you drive by and you see next to someone's garbage can that has a nice big piece of furniture that you think you could use. You should ask him if you could take it first. But if he already dragged it out to the street, and it's garbage pickup day, so then I think that would be even the Rambam. Right? We don't see clearly that he disagrees. It could be, and certainly we are agnostic, we would go with the Ramah, that in that case, that this certainly is hefker. He brings it out there, he's been mafker it, and at that point, you'd be able to, someone coming along to go take it. If it's something that we see, it's that he obviously forgot, like you go through and you see a nice piece of china in one of the garbage bags, so there it's obviously someone threw it away along with the paper, and so that's an Aveda. And there'd probably be a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to, there'd be a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to return it. We mentioned before that someone wanted to say that if it's in a garbage can, it's Konzuto Shel Yam, because it's going to be swept away and you're allowed to keep it. And I don't understand that so well, because Zuto Shel Yam means that the sea is sweeping something away and there's no one could get to it. Over here, it's just this person was careless and he left it there and the garbage men are going to take it away if no one else sees it first. So I don't know why that should be Zuto Shel Yam.
The tide hasn't come in yet.
Right, well, you know, it's on its way.
Right.
Right, but that's right, it's not in danger yet. I mean, if they're already throwing you on the truck and you see at that moment, maybe, I don't know. But I think if you're driving by and you're walking by and you see in front of your friend's house that he threw away his, nice set of silverware in there in the garbage bag that was obviously not to put it on their purpose, that would be a din of Hashavas Aveda. But if it's something clearly, it's a piece of old piece of furniture that's there that you could use and he threw away, so then I don't think that. So then I think clearly, according to the Ramah, you're allowed to keep it. That's That's better than a normal case of an Aveda Das. And it could be even the other, even the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch would agree that in that case, the Shach says the Rambam agrees in a typical garbage pile is going to be cleared away, you could keep it. So then you'd be able to keep it. And just to put in perspective a little bit, why it's not so simple. Like, suppose it's Chametz on Erev Pesach. Right? If it's Chametz on Erev Pesach, so you're supposed to burn it. If you put it out there and they're not going to collect it until later, you know, I think we are makbid. We're not so, say, well, it's Hefker and it's not mine anymore. Right?
It's, if it's in your Rishus and they're not going to pick it up till tomorrow, right, you've got a problem there.
Right, but suppose you put it out on the street. Right? It's still your property, so I mean, that would be something to think about, whether, you know, that's really, you can make it Hefker in front of three people. You know, but if it's in your can, so then it's not Hefker, it's in your can. So, I'm just pointing out, it's not so simple to say, well, just because you left it out there, it's Hefker. But that's why the Rambam is saying this Aveda Midas is just means that there's no chiyuv to return it, but it's not hefker. Right, so it's not so pashut that it should be hefker. So just reviewing what we've seen, next week we'll go into a probably more common issue of Aveda Midas, but just the simple rules of Aveda Midas is that we've seen from these Gemaras, the first Gemaras, two Gemaras were mashma that it's really hefker. The Gemara is not, the Ashpa doesn't, it's not clearly, just as you don't have to return it, doesn't say whether you're allowed to keep it. But we've seen that the Rambam holds that Aveda Midas, the case of throwing a wallet out into the street, and the one we didn't speak about so much, keeping an animal, he put an animal in a pen where the door is open, where it's clearly not being watched. That's an Aveda Midas, and you have no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda because of Gzeiras HaKosuv. But you're not allowed to keep it, he didn't give it to you, it wasn't hefker yet. The Ramah holds, if someone puts his property in a place where it's obviously, there's no shmira at all, so then halacha is that it's tantamount to hefker, and you're allowed to keep it. It's something that he gave up all rights to, and whoever comes, the first one that comes to take it, is allowed to keep it. The Sfardim go with Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, and the Ashkenazim go with the Tur and the Ramah. We then said it has to be that there's no shmira at all, and if you fall under this halacha, if there's a little bit of a shmira, it's a wagon in the house, or it's a normal thing that people do, the contractor's materials, or the milk and bread that's in front of the makolet, so that's certainly not an aveda midas. We then learn that there are cases where even the Rambam will agree that an aveda midas is completely hefker. If there's an umdana, a clear umdana, the way the Machaneh Ephraim understands, it says the case of the fruit scattered at the threshing floor, where people don't bother picking up these loose fruits when they leave, so they clearly abandon it and they're making it hefker. So that, even though it wasn't in front of three people, even the Rambam will agree that that's called hefker and you're allowed to keep it. The other chiddush we learned from the case of the threshing floor was the ketosa, that even though the Rambam might hold that you're not allowed to keep something that wasn't aveda midas, but if you made a mistake and you did take it, and you held it long enough for the person to be miyayish, since there was no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda when you picked it up, so that's not called the Yisur of Ol Yodei, and if you wait long enough for him to be miyayish, you'll be allowed to keep it. In the case of the garbage can, so then we'll have to just have to judge at what point does it become an Aveda Midas. If it's, right, there's two issues. First, if it's that your house is not an Aveda Midas yet, if you're putting it in front, or you're putting it in the mall, or in a public place where it's a public container, so then it is an Aveda Midas. But if, nevertheless, if you can tell from the circumstances, from what you found, that it was put there by accident, right in front of the house, the silverware, or even if it's, you know, you see he went in his pocket and threw away some papers, and you saw that there was a $100 bill over there, it's not hefker. You should return it to him because you saw he wasn't hishlich kisa b'shus harabim. There's no gzeiras hakosuv just because there's no shmira. You're allowed to keep it. You saw this person put the $100 bill in that garbage can by mistake, so you have to return it to him. If you saw him put it there on purpose, you know, he took this asset. So then that's something that he made it hefker, right? So it's all going to depend on the circumstances. And so next week we'll talk about cases where even the Ramah, who normally holds an Aveda Midas is hefker, will hold that it's not so simple that it will be hefker. It'll be that you might not have to return it, but you might not be able to keep it. And the main case we'll talk about is property that a person gives to his children to play with, how that fits into the lot of Aveda Midas.